Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Saturday in the park. Must have been Labor Day weekend. People cheering, people clapping, the Yankees hitting home runs. Saturday
in Yankee Stadium. It's the Talking like Yanks September, pregame show. September negative one.
People buying Steakhouse Elite hamburgers.
Hopefully that Yankees offense can come to life just like I did at the start of the show.
A new birth. Yeah, people that are just listening onto the podcast app, I'll let you guys know what happened. Jake birthed himself. Okay, now you're caught up.
Okay.
Cool. Now you have a full grasp on what happened.
You get it now.
You're in the know. It's Saturday, guys. A nice Saturday day game for Labor Day weekend on September minus one. So hopefully the Yankees can win. Yesterday's game was... I got the score correct, 8-2. I just had it reversed. What a dud, though. Yankees had bases loaded. They had that double play thing. Glaber hit the one to the wall. Like, there was like moments where the offense, you know, one little thing differently and we're talking different, but I thought the whole vibe of the game, I said it felt like an April game. Like, it just felt so dull.
Jimmy, you had to call out the fans.
I did. In my post-game recap, I said, if you're going to the game today, be loud.
Right. Well, we needed that yesterday, so now that it's out there, we'll have it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in that, I think everything revolves around the double play. I mean, we go from... two outs to no outs, bases hucked, and then we just roll into another, and then that's we only get the one run that inning. I mean, that deflated everything. It was that inning was a roller coaster ride. Rally, oh, rally's killed with the double play. Wait, no, super extra rally because the double play doesn't happen at all. Another double play. Oh, okay, out of the inning. So that's analysis.
Like a roller coaster, baby. Up, down, up, down. That was a song from Eastbound and Down, HBO show. I don't really know the song, though. But cool.
Cool. All right.
We'll do the Yankees lineup today. It's brought to you by Steakhouse Elite. They are proud sponsors of the Yankees and Yankee Stadium and prouder sponsors of the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. If I was going to the Yankee Stadium today and I got myself a burger, it'd be a Steakhouse Elite burger because every burger in Yankee Stadium is a Steakhouse Elite burger. They're born in the Bronx. They got called up to the big leagues. You can also get them at your local store. I had a lot of options, Jake. I was like, what store do they sell Steakhouse Elite at? I went to their store locator on their webby site and was like, you can go to Acme, which is a store around here. You can go to Stop and Shop. You can go to ShopRite. And I was like, all three of those are right by me.
Isn't Acme where the Roadrunner gets its bombs?
No, it's like a girl in middle school going through tough times.
Okay, well,
or
that's me.
You're back.
Oh my god!
The lineup is as follows: go get a Steakhouse Elite burger at the stadium if you're on your way there today. They're pretty good. They're really good. They're nice, thick, good burgers. DJ LeMahieu is leading off, playing third base. We'll see a lot of him at third base with Gio Urshela on the IL. Aaron Judge is batting second, playing right field. Didi Gregorius in the three hole, hitting lefty. He's decided to still hit lefty. He's playing shortstop.
Smart.
Gleyber Torres at second base, cleaning up. I mean, that's our infield now. With Urshela out, it really like solidifies that, right? It's going to be Voit, Gleyber, Didi, DJ. Wade's not going to...
Yeah, I mean, there's a day like today where Voit is DHing and Ford's at first, but yeah, more or less.
Voit, Ford at first, but yeah. The other three are basically, they're locked up.
Yeah. You might see some Wader, or if Tyro can get healthy, because, I mean, Didi, they still like giving Didi rest. They like giving everybody rest. So
I heard Tyro is done for the season.
Don't say stuff like that.
Okay. Well, Gary's in the five hole, catching behind the dish tonight, day game after night game. Gardner in center field. Dude, ran down a ball last night, and it's like, man can still do it. Yeah. Ford or Voit, like Jake just said, is DHing in the 7 hole. Ford in the 8 hole, so that's meat on meat. And Talkman playing left field and batting 9th. Domingo Germán on the bump.
That's be nice if Mike Ford is still good, huh?
Bring that swing to the stadium, that's what I say.
Yeah. And bring a change of clothes for after the game.
You know what I like thinking about sometimes?
Okay, here we go.
Like a Voit one set, or you just see it in like, whatever. I don't know how to preamble it. Yeah. Like if players are taking public transit on the way to the stadium.
Right.
And like the things fans would just kind of yell. Like advice.
Right.
Like, hey, why don't you bring that same swing to the stadium, Mike? Or like, go out. Come on, pop a couple. And the player just like, shut up. Shut up.
I think it's better if the player's like, oh, that's really good.
You think so?
Oh, put a couple in that short porch. Yeah, that's a great call.
That's a good idea.
Damn.
Man, New Yorkers know their baseball.
I've been only trying to hit them to Monument Park.
It's cracked. Because you know they get like, because people don't know what to say when they see Yankees. I'd probably say something very similar. Like, hey, let's have a good one today.
I'd say, what would you say? And they'd be confused. Like, I didn't say anything. And I'd be like, all right, well, let's talk.
Maybe I'd do my restaurant technique and be like, what do people usually say to you? Because when I go to restaurants, I go, what's the most commonly ordered thing?
What do you want me to say to you right now?
Yeah. What advice do you like getting from the public?
If you had a 5'3" guy with a touch of gray in his beard come up to you, what would you want them to say right now?
I'm Bagel Boss. Nice to meet me.
Whoa.
All right. No qualms with the Yankees lineup is what it is.
They're out there. And, Jim, they're going to be against your Oakland Athletics, Marcus Semien, the shortstop, Grossman in right field, Matt Chapman, Matt Olson, Mark Canna, Brown, left field. He had a couple hits yesterday. Profar, DHing. Noose, always gets me worried at second base. And Herman, catching the classic Herman Bowl today. And Homer and the Iliad Bailey on the bump.
Did you hear how Kay said that rookie's name that's at second base?
Uh-uh.
Noisy.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Is that right?
I don't know. That's what he was saying. Noisy.
I mean, dude, if it's not, that's hilarious.
I mean, they gotta know, right? They gotta, like...
You'd like to think so.
You'd like to think that they find out. But yeah, he was calling him Noisy, I believe.
Sheldon Noisy / Noose. Wow.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, dude, their lineup... Just don't let Profar beat you, please.
Yeah, that's tough.
I hate and I don't hate these games where we lose. Like yesterday, Canley lost the game for us, and he's a big time player. But then, like, fucking Guerin.
Yeah.
I don't care if you beat Guerin.
Right.
Nestor. I don't care if Nestor's bad.
Knock him around.
Like, you know, so like it's just a bummer that it was Canely. But so the real bummer is the offense yesterday. So we just need to come out hitting. Need the energy, man. Ace felt too comfortable.
Baseball Reference does say it's pronounced noisy, but we've seen some of the perils of that before.
I think it's noisy, which is fun.
Yeah, Sheldon Neuse, okay.
So every time Herman pitches against the A's, they put out their catcher, Herman.
Right. Which, that's a mental game.
That's a mental game. Our catcher has a very similar name to your starting pitcher. What do you think of that? Like, fuck, damn, what do we think of this? I don't know. And they got him right where you want him. Brett Gardner's neck is so fucking wide. It's crazy.
Love it.
Moving on. Homer Bailey scares me, Jake.
Yeah, we saw him be good against us a couple times this year.
Yeah, twice now. He's had good starts against the Yankees. 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run. 5.2 innings pitched, 1 earned run. I will say, at the Coliseum, we had a lot of hits and men on base. 7 hits and just couldn't come through. Gary Sanchez hit a home run off him last game. And then Gio and Didi both had singles, but that didn't amount to anything. Then DJ had a single. Gio had a single. Cameron Maven had a single. Like, there was a lot of men on base. Gleyber Torres singled off him. It just never came together. So,
yeah, and I think the mini what to watch for, Jim, if you remember, is Bailey turned it on his final 2 innings. He, like, locked in. He looked incredible. If there wasn't a pitch count, he would have kept going because he was getting better. So I think there is a little onus on the Yankees to try to get something going early, because I think if he locks in again, Homer Bailey thinks he's cruising and the Yanks think he's cruising.
Yeah. And then on the other side, Herman had a very poor outing in Oakland. 5.1 innings pitched, 8 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 home runs. They did turn around and then face the Dodgers and have the good outing. So hopefully we get another good outing. But Oakland's got to be feeling like they're comfortable against Herman.
Yeah, and it was – I mean, that whole Oakland series was kind of bizarre. You had the Vuvuzelas going. Our pitching couldn't get out of their own way a little bit, especially early in the games. And I know – I think Herman came out and he maybe struck out the first 2 guys, or he had 1 nice strikeout. And then I think Olsen got him. And then did Canna get him, the next batter? Did they go back-to-back? Or maybe even a runner got on base before that? So
it was pop fly, walk, strikeout, home run.
There you go. So, yeah, I mean, your pitch from getting out clean, and then all of a sudden it feels like an insurmountable lead early with everything that was going on in Oakland. But I don't know, Jim. I think second what to watch for. Domingo Herman, we keep making this push for the playoffs, and Mingo's had a couple big starts for us. The Dodgers game, that Red Sox Sunday stopper game we needed a month ago or so. That was a big game. And I mean, if Mingo could get another one here, I mean, we're 0-for-4 against the A's right now. It would be nice to stop them. Jim, I have a spin zone if you want it, though, is that if the A's either win this series or, I mean, like, dominate us, we can just wash our hands and say they're that team this year, which eliminates Texas from potentially being the team we struggle with that year, this year.
Yeah, if you're not familiar, Jake and I on our show Talking Baseball took a deep dive into the remaining schedules for every team, realized the Yankees haven't played the Texas Rangers once this year, have 6 games against them coming up, and I was like, damn, what if they're the bad team that we can't beat and we don't even know it yet? So Jake's saying Oakland can take that away from Texas.
Bingo.
You can't have 2 teams be that team. That'd be ridiculous. All right, Oakland versus Domingo Herman. Marcus Semien is 4-for-6 with 2 doubles. Canna is 4-for-5 with a home run. Jesus Christ. So watch out for those 2 guys.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, it's very, very small sample size, so whatever, but watch out. Against Bailey, I mean, you saw last game, a lot of people had hits. DJ LeMahieu, 2-for-12. That ain't good. DD Gregorius, 2 for 9. Yikes. Gary has a home run and a double. All right, Gary.
Get some guys on for Gary.
Gonna get some guys on for Gary today.
Ooh, I think I'm gonna stumble into my bold what to watch for, Jim.
Oh, here's Jake's bold what to watch for. Hold on, let me play the sound effect.
Play the sound.
Bold what to watch for.
Those pliers?
Yeah.
Nice. Jim, how about this? It's a little bit of a what to watch for. We talked about the Gary Sanchez numbers. Jim, know what I haven't seen from Gary in a while? And I'm throwing it into the wind today. Like one of those Gary Sanchez opposite field home runs. It's kind of like line drivey. Like it's a double for most guys, but Gary gets enough of it and it gets into the bleacher creatures there. I feel like that used to be, you know, Gary used to have a couple of those a season, and I feel like we haven't seen that yet.
Okay, cool.
So
you want him to moon the pitcher.
I mean, that'd be awesome. It'd be incredible.
I like when Gary gets walked and he stares down the pitcher like, you're a little bitch, you didn't pitch to me.
You're such a loser. Why do you even play this sport with me?
He started doing that this season. He does it like probably 70% of the time he gets walked. He just stares down the pitcher as if they're such pathetic baseball players for not even being able to throw him strikes. It makes me laugh. Does home run log tell you where they went?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. So his last home run, left field, left field, left field, deep center field, left field, left field, left field, left field, right field. His last right field home run was against Blake Snell. Remember that in the first inning when they lit Blake Snell up in the first inning back in June? So it has been a while. And that home run is exactly, if you're remembering it, that is exactly the home run you were talking about.
Yeah. So I think it's time.
It is time. All right, my official what to watch for, Jake, is Voit going off in front of Ford.
Okay.
Little bit of like, you ain't taking my spot, bro.
Yeah.
And also, Voit came out swinging yesterday. So, Ford protecting Voit? Don't think so.
Dude, this is the old...
Voit's stealing all of Ford's RBIs. That's what's happening. Anyone on base for Voit,
okay.
Voit's homering, and then as he rounds and he touches home plate, he's like, there's your RBIs, fucker. They're mine. I ate them all. Like Pac-Man.
Wow. Yeah.
Chomping the RBIs in front of Ford.
Pac-Man Voit today. I love that. Jim, I'll even a reference that we haven't mentioned in a while. How fun was it in spring training when Greg Bird and Luke Voit were doing the spring training, anything you can do, I can do better. Now we could just do that in the regular season with Ford. Ford.
Ford.
Ford.
Balls in, coming down.
Balls in, coming down.
A little baseball.
You only got two outs.
Being a catcher in middle school, hell.
Such hell.
Such hell. Yeah, all right. I like that what to watch for. Not bad, Jake. Pitching path to victory. Canely threw a lot of pitches. He's probably out. Then you got Otto Britton. Chapman are available, and Chad can probably go. This might even be a Chad game if they want it to be.
Chad game.
Chad goes when Chad pitches now, he goes for 30 pitches. So like it would have to be right. Like if Domingo comes out in the fifth, which hopefully he doesn't, then Chad might come in for 30.
People in the stands just yelling at each other going, hey, is this a Chad game?
It's a Chad game.
Hey, do you know, is this a Chad game today?
Chad gets up in the bullpen, grabs his buddy's arm. I told you it's a Chad game. I told you. It's a Chad game.
Chad game. Big Chad game.
Oh, what to watch for from the crowd Gleyber goes off today. He just missed a homer and a double last night. It is Gleyber Day weekend after all.
Okay, I think that seggies us into the homer draft, no?
Homer draft, it's the homer draft. No one got on the board yesterday.
Boardless, don't even have a board.
Which is a bummer because I took Gary and Judge.
Yeah, that's tough, dude.
Oh, that's so tough,
dude.
That's really tough. I'm taking Gleyber.
Damn, taking it from the crowd, Raj. Taking it from the crowd, Brother Nature, huh? Come on. Get that off the screen. Okay. Jim, who am I taking?
Probably going to take Gary, and you'll save Judge for tomorrow, so you're probably going to take Gary and Ford, because Voit and Ford are fighting for home runs. So.
Damn. Yeah, sounds cool, man. Let's do it. Actually, no. I want... Jimmy, I want... Oh, God, I am in a pickle, Jim.
Oh, yeah? Talk to
Gary and Gardy.
Okay, wow, you didn't want Ford? So now should I take Ford just to spite your dumb, tiny face?
It's a hell of an option.
Darn. Because I want Voit, but now I want Ford.
Tough.
All right, I'm going to flip...
What are you going to flip right now?
I'm going to flip this SD card. Words up is Voit. Words down is Ford. Voit. That's what I wanted anyway. I have Gleyber and Voit. Jake has Gary and Gardner.
Make us look so dumb, Mike Ford.
Yeah, do it, Ford. Okay, we both got the under correct yesterday.
It's an easy under.
It landed at 10, which is what I thought it was going to land at. And it did. I just had the wrong teams winning. So that's good. That's your first win in the over-under in a Coon's age. So good job for you. And we
decided I'm done with my streak. Well, I'm starting a new streak.
Oh, great. What's the over-under today? I think
I'm going to get like 10 in a row.
I think they're going to drop it to 10 here. The under hit yesterday, and we have a little grayed up pitchers today. With Bailey, who shuts down the Yankees twice now, and Herman, who's good. So I think they're going to drop it from 11 yesterday to 10 today. That's my thoughts.
It's pretty good, Jim. Homer Bailey. I wonder if they factor in Homer Bailey versus the Yankees or just normal Homer Bailey. I'll say 10.5 just for Schlitz and... Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You just throw up.
Jim, these people are so dumb.
11 again?
Know what's happening, Jim?
Yeah.
The normal Vegas person is taking a vacation before NFL.
Yeah.
They've got it at 11 again.
Yeah.
It's a free under.
Under.
Enjoy the money.
Hey, folks. Enjoy that money.
Enjoy that. Is it a Chad day today?
If I put money, like if I had, what do you think my unit would be if I gambled?
If I did stand up in the 80s, would that have been my stand up voice? Is today a Chad day today?
Yeah, that's kind of your stand up voice now.
It's kind of my stand up voice now. Modern day.
If I was a betting man, Jake.
Okay.
And what do you know my financial situation. What do you think my unit would be per bet?
Oh my God. point two.
0.2 cents? You think that my normal bet would be 2 cents?
Well, the units are measured differently. Show us your unit.
Because if, like, say I bet $100 every bet, I'd be so rich if I bet over-under.
It's crazy that they just let Randy Johnson have the nickname the Big Unit.
Why?
It's a penis reference.
A lot of people think penis references out of anything.
Right.
I'm kind of getting sick of it. Shit, I posted something. What did I post? And like all the comments were, that's a nickname for a penis. And I was like, it didn't even cross my mind.
Right.
Shit, I wish I could remember what it was.
Let me know what it was, because I like to consider myself a penis aficionado.
I think you were in on it. And I was like, what? Like, I don't even think of that as being innuendo for penis. What's wrong with the world? Everything is. Like, I think the big unit... I don't know why I'm dying. I don't think it was a penis. I think Johnson came before this everything is a penis craze, which is like our age and younger.
I don't think so. I think last name Johnson, I think giant guy, big unit.
See, like last name Johnson, again, that didn't even like sprinkle an ounce of penis in my...
Dude, go watch Austin. Go watch Austin Powers again, dude. Like, what are you doing?
I know. Well, they throw like 100 things out. That's the joke.
Right. That is the joke.
I wish I could remember the tweet. But I don't.
You know when you do. You will. You've got such a sharp mind.
Apparently I'm dying.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
I don't know. Let's go to the chat. Jesus Christ. The chat doesn't really have any questions. Everyone, Vlone Zax is wondering why everyone has the Yankees winning. But I think that's just because the Yankees are the best team in the American League, and the A's are not.
It's at Yankee Stadium. Homer Bailey, not good. Domingo Germán, good.
Yeah, makes sense, right?
Yes.
Someone else wanted to know what we thought of Jordan Montgomery's start.
Monty.
Did you see? Well, did you see that? Who started in the minor league game? Who pitched?
Your burps are freaking me out right now. Are you
I'm
okay?
Joking. I'm honestly choking. I'm sorry. This is disgusting. Well, I'm dying.
This is tough to watch.
It was Jordan Montgomery. Face is redder than usual. It was Jordan Montgomery to Davey Garcia, Ben Heller. They had three of them pitched. A lot of people are excited for all that.
Bring them all up.
You think
Screw
so?
Screw it. Let's just have a party in the bullpen.
I'm excited for Montgomery. I didn't think I would be.
Monty.
The
Lysagon team now.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Lasagna. Yeah, you worried about... Someone asked if we thought yesterday was CeCe's last time pitching as a major leaguer.
Whoa, that's fucking dark, so...
I don't think they will. I think, like, CeCe will get healthy, and once they... Like, I don't think they have to force him back, but they will definitely make sure he has one more time on the mound to get that big ovation from the...
Yeah.
When they took Pettit out and Mariano out and Jeter out and... You take him out in the middle of an inning so the crowd can fucking unload with applause. Like, CeCe's going to get that moment and deserves that moment. I think they'll give it to him. You agree?
I agree, Jim.
Okay, cool. Cool. Oh, dude, I think this wasn't the one thing, but when the Yankees were doing the bat over their shoulder... And everyone was like, that looks like they're jerking off. I was like, what are they jerking off up by their shoulders? Like, come on, guys.
Giant penis. That used to be your favorite joke. That used to be your favorite joke, was pretending to put a condom on a giant penis.
That's not my joke. It's Jeff Krause's joke. And it's
but funny. You like talking about it.
It's from that song. What song is that? Like, 26 inches in between my thighs. Dun, 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 dun. Do you know what song that is?
No, you're my Bay Area rap guy. And Jeff's your Bay Area rap guy.
Hold on, here it is. It's a little scrappy, oh yeah. It's 26 inches in between my tires. He's talking about his cars.
Right. But
Jeff Krause used to say in between my thighs, and he would rip off a giant condom with his mouth and then just sit there and like... That's good. Yeah, it's good. But that was Jeff Krause joke. But like this, come on. Like,
no.
Fords, yes. This. Yes. Like, you guys are just being like, you want to think about penises.
No, there's been some tweeners, because there's some guys that clearly go to the side. There's been some front stuff.
Yeah, the first one was Judge to the side, and everyone was like, "Dad, you can't do that." And I was like, "What? That's on you. If you think that looks like what that, then that's your fault."
If anyone has questions about it, reach out.
Okay. I think we're done. What a show. Go get a Steakhouse Elite Burger. Do you think they're proud to sponsor this show?
I think so.
Jesus. Okay. We're out. Jake, last words?
Phallic.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.